Good morning. Welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church. My name is Sabrina, and I am serving as your liturgist this morning. It's an honor to be in worship with you. We welcome all. If you are a visitor, we extend a special welcome. We ask that you fill out the attendance pads that are located on the inside aisle of the pews. This helps us to keep an accurate record of attendance and report accurate numbers to our district office. If you will look on the back of your bulletin, I have just a few announcements to highlight. Today, the United Methodist Women's Circle will meet at noon, right after the services. The guest speaker will be Nancy Rorick with Stewpot. Nancy has a heart of a servant. Don't miss an opportunity to hear her story. And Asbury UMC will be hosting the Arkansas United Conference-wide lay ministry training on Saturday, August the 11th. The basic course will be taught, as well as three other advanced courses. The training is open to anyone who desires a deeper understanding of the role of the laity in the United Methodist Church. The class is one day only, and all are encouraged to attend. Contact Pastor Doug if you have any other questions. Please look on the back of the bulletin to see all the other things that are happening at Asbury in the upcoming weeks and months. Will you stand and join as we say together our call to worship? A voice calls over the water. A vision seen in the depths of the prayer. A word caught in the midst of many words. Again and again, God surprised us. Let us rejoice. Let us remain standing and sing our hymn of promise, Shall We Gather at the River, number 723.
Breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder. It leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You lay down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King of glory. Who rules the nations with truth and justice? Shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You lay down your
this morning. Good. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday, Miss Laura. Well, our song today as part of our summer series is Surfing USA. And so I was thinking about that song because, you know, when I was in junior high, in high school, I really liked that song. And so when it makes me think about that, it makes me think about going what? When you're surfing, you're kind of riding a surfboard, but you're also what? Swimming, maybe. Maybe you're more swimming than you are surfing if you don't know how to surfboard. But as I was thinking about it, there's times in our lives when We need to be on top of the board. We're good. Life for us is really good. And then there's going to be times when we're going to fall off that board and we're just going to go right into the sea. And so I was thinking about that because this summer we kind of forget about school, don't we? No. We don't forget about school? Yes, I think we do. We forget about, we just are free and we're able to do all kinds of things that we want to do and not really have a schedule. But you know what? There's going to be times in our summer that we need to remember as we're swimming and we're having fun, that there's going to be times that we are going to need to really be back in focus with Jesus. So I kind of thought about swimming as, do you like to float on the water and just kind of just be easygoing? Or do you like to go deep? And do you like to get all of the rings at the bottom and everything that's at the bottom of the pool? So the reason why I bring that up is, are you a floater because you're okay with your faith and you're okay where you are and you don't need Jesus and all of that? Or do you need to sink a little bit deeper? Maybe this summer get out the Bible. Maybe read a Bible story or two with your parents. Bring a friend to church. Just as you forget about school and you forget about those things, don't forget about Jesus because he's there with you 24/7. 365 days a year. So let's be a diver, not just a floater. Let's pray. Gracious God, we just thank you for today, and we thank you for the rain that we had this weekend. Remind us that we need to maybe dive into your word this summer as we are around and about with all of our friends. We ask this all in your son's holy name we pray. Amen.
As we prepare our hearts for prayer, I would like to lift up those listed on the back of the bulletin: Charlie Ward Sr., Becky Sage, Garnet Hartong, Laura Stinnett, Annette Crawford, John Houseworth, Nell Wilson, and family on the death of Bob Wilson, family and friends of Carolyn Hansen on her death. Let us pray. Gracious Father, today we want to bless you. We want to honor you. We want to praise you. We earnestly want to revere you this morning in this place. We ask that your Holy Spirit be honored and be our guest today, seated on the throne that we build with our praise and worship. So many times in our lives we stumble and fall. We see hurdles in front of us that are insurmountable. Like the disciples trying to row against the wind and the waves, we too struggle against those things that keep us from where you want us to be. Help us to rely less upon our own strength and more upon your strength each and every day, and come to know your way is the only way. Lord, we ask that you comfort those who have lost loved ones this week. The tenderness of your touch is healing, soothing, and comforting. Use us as your vessel to carry love and healing words to the families as they grieve the loss of their loved one. We pray all this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us pray and ask God to bless our morning offering. Loving Lord, we are so thankful you have blessed us in so many ways. Grant us a heart to be a giving people and to become better stewards of the time, talents, and gifts that you give to us each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us join in our hymn of meditation, Give to the Winds Thy Fears, number 129.
Thank you. Won't you please be seated? This morning it's my pleasure to share with you from the book of Mark as we go to the sixth chapter, verses 45 through, we're just going to go through 50 this morning. So if you'll find those verses 45 through 50 in the Gospel of Mark, the sixth chapter, may each be blessed in this reading and hearing of God's holy word. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Have no fear." The word of God for the people of God. I mean, you weren't surprised, were you, with a scripture text like this? This is the closest as we get to surfing USA in the Bible with Jesus walking on the water. You know, it probably takes a little bit more skill to walk on water than surf, but I don't know. I understand it's a very difficult sport. I left mine at home. It was just a typical day in the life of Jesus. And, you know, the kind of day where you walk miles and miles and miles, and you do the occasional teaching, the occasional miracle. You know, the kind of miracle where you feed more people than you can shake a stick at by just a small sack lunch. That sort of thing. The disciples had kind of gotten used to it, I believe. They expected it of Jesus. But at this point, Jesus is needing some time alone. I mean, you all are young parents, right? You ever need some time alone? Never. Well, these were the children of God that Jesus was helping constantly. There was some time that he needed some rest, some time away. And this is such an occasion to be just alone with God. And so he told the disciples to get in the boat and to go on the other side of the lake, the Sea of Galilee, or Lake Genesaret, and that he would go up on the mountain and pray, and he would catch them later. And so whenever Jesus instructed the disciples of something of this nature, they were sure to follow his command. They knew when Jesus said something like that, he meant it, and Jesus knew what he needed far more than they ever did, so they complied and took off for the other side of the lake while Jesus went up to the mountainside to pray. Now, we've heard this story before. In the flash of a moment, there was a storm. How many of you were prepared for the storm Friday night? I can tell you exactly what time it was. It was 3:30. And the reason I know that is because Lane Austin woke me up at 1:30. She had like pre-storm radar. I don't know. But she woke me up, and of course, it takes me a while to go back to sleep. And at 3:30, the clock read 3:30, and the storm was hitting. And then I was up a little bit while for that, and no doubt you were too. So storms can either be predicted, or they can take us by storm, by surprise. So this is what was happening. The scriptures say very specifically, the disciples were straining at the oars, for the wind was against them. Now, as we study the Word of God, we see this word wind a lot. And whenever we see it, we can be sure that the Lord is in that wind, that the Spirit and wind can almost be used synonymously within God's holy Word. So the Spirit was not abiding in them. The Spirit was not abiding in them. They were counting on their own human limitations. How often do we do that? So, it was late. It was the fourth watch of the night. We know that's between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., much like the storm we just had. It catches you off guard. You're not usually awake during those hours. And so here was Jesus alone on the mountain praying. And here are the disciples caught in the middle of this body of water, and a storm has struck, and they are struggling. You gather they've been doing some nighttime fishing, and all of a sudden this storm is brewing. Imagine the picture. They're not able to contain control over the boat as the waves are crashing, the winds are howling, and the boat is just rocking to and fro, and Jesus sees that there's this storm going full throttle. He sees the disciples are in dire need of help. So he leaves the mountainside and he begins walking toward them. Now, if you don't have a boat handy and you're the son of the living God, you can do this. So Jesus gets out on the water and he begins to walk toward them. No amount of water is going to stop him. Nothing stops Jesus, not even death. Hold on to that thought. Surfing USA. Surfing Israel. If one is in the Spirit, there's some things that are happening within one's soul and one's heart and one's mind. The first is very similar to what a surfer must possess. Balance. Here is a surfer trying to hone his skill of surfing. The first thing he must do upon that board is have his back or her back erect, and then have the body centered on the board. This act of balancing is very, very important to effective surfing. The Son of God is centered and focused on his Father in order to achieve the balance of life and all that he's called to do in the mission for the kingdom. Jesus, I don't think he was much of a sloucher. I mean, I think he was probably esteemed with the posture of a respected rabbi. I think he knew that strengthened your core to walk straight. I think he knew that to take care of physically the best you could would enable you to have the energy and the drive and the motive to do what you were called to do. There is precision that must be practiced with surfing. There is precision that must be practiced when we disciple other people. We are called, all of us, disciples of Jesus Christ our Lord. Are we practicing precision in discipling other people to know Jesus? We know Jesus, the Master of life, the King of all kings, the ruler of our hearts, practiced balance. He had to. I mean, think of all that he did and all that was demanded of him in any given day. The teaching, the preaching, the healing, the instructing, the discipling. He had to have balance. And part of that balance was seeking that rest when he knew his reservoir was dry. And the disciples finally look up. They saw Jesus coming to them. But as they see this figure coming across the sea, they don't know it's Jesus. They don't know what it is. In fact, it may very well have been deepening their terror, because it was well known in Jewish culture and the thinking system of Jews that if you saw something in the middle of the night like that, it was an apparition, it was a ghost. And sure, in superstitious belief, disaster was impending. And that's what they thought. They couldn't see it was Jesus. They thought it was some kind of underworld sea monster. Exploring a little deeper in the text, two things especially stand out if you go to verse 48. We see Jesus is walking, not running. If you see someone in distress, do you just walk or do you run? We probably run if we don't know what the outcome's going to be. But Jesus was walking because he knew the outcome. Jesus knew. The disciples didn't. Jesus believed he could save them. The disciples didn't know. They didn't believe. So here they are in this middle of the storm, and Jesus walks toward them on the water. And the second thing that comes across to me in this reading is that this passage is important to Jesus, is important to the disciples, is important to all of us because it teaches the focus on power, the focus on belief and trust, not doubt. And it's important because it's included in all four Gospels. How often in the midst of our storm do we immediately panic? How often in the midst of our storm do we immediately fall into the cavity of doubt? The second thing that's obvious with one who is in the spirit and to a surfer is there's got to be an element of flexibility. Think about it. A surfer must be obviously flexible in their physical abilities. They must be able to jump to their feet. They must be able to bend their back as far as they can in order to balance that board, in order to catch that wave. And they must be able to be down on their knees for any period of time. Again, to balance the board against the waves. Again, to possibly paddle as they ride the wave. There's one thing Jesus must have been in every form possible. It was flexibility. Think about the many miles he walked. Think about the many mountains he climbed up and he climbed down. Have you climbed a mountain lately? You know it uses all sets of muscles. Going down, a different set on your front legs. Going up, a different set. Think about the flexibility he had to do as often he was down on his knees. But I'm not just talking about physical flexibility here. The one who follows in the spirit of the living Christ has to have flexibility in character and in heart. You cannot keep going in the same mode all the time. You can't just be in black and white all the time. You have to be flexible in your character. You have to be able to conform to the law of Christ, which is always love. You have to be able to hold a certain standard while also being able to be flexible and have compassion. Jesus had this. We must have these qualities. We who follow him must be willing to be flexible in our generosity, flexible in our service. The only place we cannot be flexible is in our focus on Jesus Christ. Amen. Finally, the surfer must have the skill and the capability for endurance. You know, surfers will fall, and they'll get back up, try to ride the wave again, they'll fall, try to ride the wave again and fall. They'll go back again and again and again for the rush of riding that wave. I shared with you last week as we were talking about hot fun in the summertime, that I can relate to this in this sense, that when Tony and I are canoeing rapids, we'll get out and walk through whatever, even if it looks a little snaky, just to go through those rapids again. The rush of it, the fun of it, the thrill of it. Just to enjoy that one more wave. Think about the endurance Jesus Christ had to have. Think about the endurance Jesus Christ still has to have. Oh, how impatient he must be with us at times. How we don't deserve his grace at times. How we know we should not do this sin, but we do it anyway, and we say, oh, we'll be forgiven. We know Jesus, he loves us. not thinking how we hurt him, knowing what he desires for us and in our lives and in our discipleship, yet going the other direction. Jesus had the spiritual endurance to go after one sinner, after another sinner, and after another sinner, just in order to offer the new life and salvation that they did not have, would not have a better life. We're all here because we believe in salvation. We are all here because we believe we own salvation in Jesus Christ, that we are on daily that path of new life. And yet storms rock us. Storms try to capsize our faith. Storms approach us, confront us, take us by surprise all the time. So we have to be equipped like those surfers. We have to be equipped like a true disciple of Jesus Christ to be balanced, to be flexible in both faith and compassion, to endure the pain and the suffering of this life, knowing that this is not all there is. We have to practice that endurance by looking around and seeing who's missing. We have to practice that endurance by leaving these doors today, and as we go about our day and as we go about our week, seeing someone that we believe, by the look in their eyes, by their facial expression, that we believe needs that hope in Jesus Christ. And we don't get all preachery. We just say good morning with a smile or good afternoon. And we visit them and we speak to them and we let them know we care. We remark on something, whether they've got a little puppy dog or whether they've got a little child with them or whether they look like they're down and out. And we just speak to them, friends. That's all it takes. We share Jesus. That's all it takes. Well, I don't know how to disciple people. Well, that's not what you do. The first step. The first step is connecting, okay? When was the last time you connected with someone that you didn't know? It was so easy to connect with people that we know. Maybe it's not. Maybe we've had a little tiff with them. Maybe we're feeling a little awkward because of what's going on in their life or what's going on in our lives. But it's far more difficult, I grant you, to connect with people that you don't know. But pray about it. In the morning when you say your prayers, and I hope we all begin our morning in prayer, pray, Lord, reveal to me someone today in which I can connect Jesus Christ to. They may be going through a perfect storm. And maybe I'm the Jesus Christ within my heart sharing some hope, offering to rescue them, if even for just a moment. And then one conversation may lead to another. For sure, you've got an awareness that the next time you run into that person or someone like that person, you feel a little bit more confident and you share Christ and connect again. Sometimes we just have to do a little surfing. Sometimes we just have to be out there and do what we can to balance, to flex our faith, and to endure, remembering Jesus Christ and all that he endured, so that we are here with the privilege to endure whatever life may bring. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our hymn of commitment today is Rescue the Perishing, 591. If there are those here today who would like to unite with this church in any of the ways we receive members, or if you'd care to come forward and to pray, it's always open for you to do that. Let us be standing as we sing 591 in our hymnal. before I offer the blessing, I just want to say a word of thanks to our youth choir and our youth praise band leader and band. I mean, haven't they been a blessing today? I want to thank also the leadership from our next phase class. We appreciate you all so much. It's just good to be in the fellowship of the living Lord today. Please receive this blessing. And now, O God, we pray that we will always be safe from the storm. We pray that we will look to the power of your Holy Spirit, that your Spirit would not be against us as the wind, but your Spirit would fill us and empower us to share Christ to all we meet. Now may we go in the love of God, the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this day and forevermore. Amen.
Follow.